Welcome to the No Frills VA Podcast, brought to you by the Association of Virtual Assistants. Your host is award-winning VA consultant, best-selling author, and founder and CEO of the AVA, Melissa Smith. The AVA is the most trusted source of information in the virtual assistant industry. This podcast is for you if you're a virtual assistant or looking to become a VA. The AVA knows you have questions, and we're providing you answers on the No Frills VA Podcast.
Welcome back to the No Frills VA Podcast, and today I'm going to be sharing my word for the year. Now, if you've been listening to this podcast for some time, you know that my word for last year was unbecoming. And I know that sounds kind of backwards and wrong, but just quickly let me explain that. I was unbecoming a lot of things that once served me that I knew weren't going to take me into the future. Basically, you know, what got me here isn't going to get me there. And I have my sights set on a lot of new things. And after being in business for 8 years now, I knew that there was some things and habits that I learned that just weren't going to serve me anymore. And similar to a caterpillar that turns into a butterfly, when the caterpillar starts out, it's literally feeding off everything and getting really, really fat. For the sole purpose of that, once it goes into that chrysalis, it starts to eat itself. And it eats itself down to these imaginal cells, which is pretty poetic. And then from there begins to reshape and re-evolve and grow new cells that will become a butterfly. So that's what I was doing last year. Basically, I was unbecoming all the things that I need to unbecome. And, you know, that's a really hard thing to do when you're doing something and you don't know what you're supposed to be doing. I didn't know all the ways I would have to unbecome. But I'm so glad I took a year to do that. I didn't give myself a month or a quarter. I gave myself an entire year to really start exploring all the things that I wanted to unbecome. And that included mindsets, habits, ways of thinking, perceptions, assumptions. It was so powerful. And in the end, what I learned is I wanted to unbecome an entrepreneur. And if you're thinking, that sounds crazy, I thought the same thing. But basically, I realized why I wanted to unbecome that. And it's because I've been in this entrepreneurial world now for, like I said, 8 years. And I've been in a part of all these groups and these forums. And I've read so many books. And I mean, I have just been go, 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 go. And then what I didn't realize is that there's this like entrepreneurial ladder. And, you know, you start out doing this and then you do this and then this is the next thing you do and then this is the next thing you offer. And, you know, it goes on and on and on. And what I didn't realize is this entrepreneurial ladder that's become a part of, you know, our ecosystem or a lot of business ecosystems is no different from climbing a corporate ladder. Well, I never climbed a corporate ladder because I knew very early on I didn't want to do that. So why am I doing it in my entrepreneurial business? And so that was really powerful for me. So as I got ready for my word of this year, I really didn't know what it was going to be. And I started testing them out early on to see if it resonates, to see if it matches every area of my life, right? Because we can't disconnect ourselves from our business, right? You only have one you. If this is your business, it's your personal life, it's still the same. You're still the same. You have to really integrate them. It's exhausting to try to separate them, by the way. And so I thought my word was going to be discipline. I would have a more disciplined life. And I don't see discipline as a bad thing, right? It can be seen as bad, like discipline happens when you get in trouble. But discipline can also be a discipline of an art or an art form of some kind. It could be a discipline of habit. It could be a discipline in training. So I thought about it and I really thought it fit, but then as it just didn't sit well. And so as I sat with it and I thought, well, if it's not discipline, then what is it? What do I want out of discipline? What did I want to come out of that? And what I realized that my word for this year is actually eliminate. What I want to eliminate is fear, doubt, procrastination. I want to eliminate things that no longer serve me. So I unbecame some things, and now I still want to clear some things out. I want to eliminate things. And that means hiring more people. That means looking at things that I think serve me and being willing to say, can I eliminate this? What would happen if I eliminated this? What do I benefit from by eliminating this thing? And that became so powerful to me. And I saw that play out in each and every area of my life. First and foremost, eliminating myself as the core of my business. And again, you may think that sounds crazy. Like, you are the core of your business. I'm the core of my business. But the thing is I'm ready to do different things this year. And if I'm at the core, if I'm at the center, and all the focus and attention is on me, how do I really serve other people? How do I really assist other people? And again, it's this comes from Marshall Goldsmith's book, What Got You Here Won't Get You There. And he talks about leaders being afraid to shift the focus away from themselves and really being able to figure out how you can take away the focus of yourself and put it on others as a way to grow and move beyond and lead past yourself. And so that's what I'm really looking to do this year. And eliminate has been so powerful. I've already eliminated things, including some mindsets that were holding me back. And whatever your word of the year, I encourage you to share it with others. I'm fortunate I have this podcast, but maybe you want to start your own podcast. Maybe that's part of your word. I would encourage you to do that and also share your word on that podcast, but certainly share it with others. Share it within the groups and the forums, the accountability partners that you have, and have people to really hold you to that. Have a constant reminder of what you're doing and where you're going to go this year and how that word is going to help you get there. I think it's so powerful to really understand why we're doing something, but also how it benefits you, how it benefits your business, how it benefits your family and your lifestyle. And when you have one word that really solidifies and pulls all of that together, that's super powerful. And again, I'm sharing it because I'm sharing my story so that hopefully you can relate in some way and come up with your own story, come up with your own story to share with your family and your friends and your clients, that really become part of your business legacy. It's intentional. And anytime we show up to our business, setting intentions and being intentional, great things happen. And I want nothing more than great things for you in this year and beyond. So please share with me your word for 2023. I'd love to hear it. I'd love to support you in that. And I look forward to seeing how this all plays out this year. Thanks, everybody. And I will see you next time. Bye.
Like the podcast? Share it. You can tag us at Association of VAs on social media. Want more with Melissa and your peers? Join the AVA. We're at associationofvas.com. You'll find a link in the show notes.